Another day of racing at Randwick. Yes, we're counting down this time to the Mowat and Shandon Spring Champion Stakes. The Roman Consul is also an attractive race. And Paul Joyce is right here with our Sky Sports Radio podcast preview. Morning to you, Paul.
Morning to you, Andrew. And yes, off to Randwick for a terrific day's racing. The quaddie in particular, we've got the three group races within the quaddie, and the Group 1 Mowat and Shandon Spring Champion Stakes is the highlight. And some big fields, some open races, so I'm tipping a pretty good dividend if we can get to the end of it.
All right, well, you did it last week for us. Let's hope it can flow through with the percentages, which you'll clearly give us at the end. Let's have a look at it, mate. Race 6 is the first one, the Polytrack Roman Consul. At this stage, Chauffeur is added for this race as well as Melbourne, so we'll monitor that. It's a field of 8 at this point, Paul.
Yeah, look, Chauffeur looks really well placed here. I've got him in my quaddie, so I'm assuming he will stay in Sydney off the perfect draw. He drew a little bit awkwardly down in Melbourne, but we'll update that Saturday morning if there's if we get that wrong and he does go to Melbourne. Pace of this race, not a lot. Snitchcraft probably goes forward with Should Have Been. They're the only two on-pace runners in a fairly small field, and single bullets drawn the outside gate, so just not sure what they do with him, whether they try and spot in for cover, whether they want to be really aggressive and go forward, or whether they even want to drag out the back. He's the sort of horse that he's versatile enough to do a few things. I'm leaning towards him on top, 2-3-1, even though I can't map him really accurately. He comes through the Heritage, which I think is the right form race. He was unlucky there, finishing second behind Viridine, who he meets again here, but he gets a 1.5 kilo weight swing in his favour. They both tackle this second up, so there's probably improvement within both of them. Viridine, once again, has the perfect gait. So there wasn't a lot between them, but single bullet's a better price, and I'm just leaning his way. So a single bullet on top to beat the three Viridine, who is undefeated, obviously, 3 from 3. And then we've got Chauffeur, who comes through the Golden Rose. Now, he's the only galloper coming through the Golden Rose into this race, and we know that form should be the strongest. He looks beautifully placed at set weights coming off that. And obviously before that, he did run a second to Pariah and a close six in the run to the Rose behind Minari. So all the form around Chauffeur looks good. Just coming back from 14 to 12 would be the only little niggle there. So I've gone 2-3-1, Andrew. I've really concentrated at the top end of this field where the class is, and it is a set weights race. So these top heavy horses really do have it set up for them at the set weights.
Yeah, interesting. We had Gary Portelli on the radio on HQ on Wednesday, and he said, look, if we just weren't held up in the early part and we could really get going, he was confident he could have won that first up with a single bullet.
Yeah, I think you could definitely argue he would have made it extremely close, and you could definitely argue he would have won the race. So with that weight swing, it's just a barrier draw. If he'd drawn a nice soft gate, I would have had him a mile on top, but just not sure where he's going to get to in the run.
Understand. All right, so 2-3-1 in the Roman Consul. Race 7 is the Group 1 of the day, the Spring Champion, over 2,000 metres. Coral Coast will be running here, along with Sully. The Victorian horses stayed here, or the three-year-old stayed here since their previous run. So Coral Coast and Sully definitely running here, Paul.
Yeah, good race, obviously, Group 1. I've got Ace High leading off that lovely gate. Sanction probably goes forward from a wide gate. We've got Surprise Bullet and Coral Coast, the other two handy, but not a lot of pressure during the race you wouldn't expect. And I think Ace High is the horse to beat. I've gone 1-3-7-4. He's winning the gloaming. It was from pillar to post. He was never really headed. He was never seriously challenged. Sanction made a bit at the top of the straight, but Ace High fended him off, and interesting to note, the fastest last furlong in that race was by Ace High. So coming through the gloaming, not only did he lead, but he was the strongest through the line. So I found it hard to find anything turning the tables on him, considering once again we have a set weights race, which left me with number 3, Tangled, as the danger coming through a different form line. Now, this was the unlucky runner in the Dulcify last Saturday, and he spotted most of the field there, 7.5 kilos. It was a massive run. Arguably, he probably should have won the race that was won by Ataraxia. Barrier 2, quick backup, Chris Waller. I think he's the danger. 7, Sully. How's it going to improve 5.7 lengths on the gloaming? Well, they're putting the blinkers on first time. That can often find a few lengths. Whether it can find 5.7, I'm not sure, but he's a talented horse, and he was probably the one horse in the gloaming that did strike trouble in the straight. And I'm putting in number 4, Sanction, for 4th, just because we've really got the room to throw him in. I know James Cummings thinks he can improve the horse out of the gloaming, but he needs to find a length and a quarter, and he's drawn a lot worse this time. So 1, 3, 7, and 4, I'm backing Ace High to win, but I do think there are a couple of dangers.
It was interesting just talking with James Cummings again during the week. He's looking at running Sanctioned, obviously, in the Spring Champion, and with a good run, as he expects, backing up at a mile in the Caulfield Guineas the week after in Melbourne.
Yeah, I did see that you'd sent that out, and that's an interesting idea. Maybe they won't ride him aggressively here over the 2,000, thinking coming back to the mile. So, look, he's one that, as I said, I'm just throwing him in because we've got the room for him this week. I really struggle to see him turning the tables on Ace High.
Understand. David Payne's horses, when they get to these distances, they normally keep going 1, 3, 7, and 4. Race 8 is the Yanks. Mr. Miss Dubois, number 12, is the scratching here. And again, we've got the Quinton horses, but Daisy Doom comes up with a very awkward draw, it appears.
Yeah, awkward draw in the Golden Pendant. She overcame it there. Dixie Blossoms was a good second. So he ran the Quinella in the Golden Pendant. I think he can run the Quinella again here. We've got good speed in the race. We've got Savapinski. We've got My True Love. We've got Imposing Lass. So they'll move along, and I think that'll suit Ron Quinton's two horses. I think both of those will probably take a sit. In particular, Dixie Blossoms, who's got the perfect barrier this time, barrier 6. And she loves the Randwick track. She's had 5 starts here, 2 wins, 3 placings, and she's also got the form over the mile, whereas the stablemate Daisy Doom doesn't have that form over the mile yet. So I'm just leaning towards Dixie Blossoms, number 2, to beat the 1, Daisy Doom. And for our quaddie, we're going to extend at number 6, Zenalicious, who comes through the Golden Pendant. She was last on the turn there, ended up running 5th, only beaten 2 lengths. So you'd have to think she's going to appreciate the mile at Randwick. And the 4, Dawn Wall, she was the last one I decided to throw in. She first up behind Washington Heights was outstanding, and then second up in the Shannon, she was disappointing behind Washington Heights, but her form over the mile, 2 starts for 2 wins, and she's got a lovely soft gate with the speed on. So she snuck in as the 4th pick here, but I'm really keen on Dixie Blossoms, and I do think the stable makes the big danger. So 2, 1, 6, and 4, Andrew.
That's the Angst Race 8. The last is at 5:30, a large lineup here over the 1,200 metres.
Oh, what a race to finish. A benchmark 80, 1,200, massive field, a full field. Speed will be on. We've got Tudor up from Melbourne, King Darcy, Vigilance drawn wide, Just Dreaming drawn out. And so it's going to be a great race to finish. Anything could win. I've gone 5 runners, 10, 5, 4, 12 and 11. We'll whiz through them. The 10 Piracy on top. Well, he's got race fitness. He's won his past 3. He maps to get the gun run. And he's only likely raced with 6 starts for 3 wins. So Piracy gets the nod on top. The stablemate, the 5 Vigilance, she's resuming here from a spell. She's 4 from 4. She's only ever won at the provincials, and she's only ever won by narrow margin. But I love the way she's trialling, and with the fast speed, wide gate, she may just get a trail out there in the middle of the track, and it might even be the place to be come the last. So I'm putting Vigilance in for the danger. The 4 First Hand are trialling really strongly for Team Hawks. They've got a great record already. He's a must for the quaddie. And the other two we're throwing in, the 12 Redouble has been gelded and is now trained by Bjorn Baker, like the way he trialled at Randwick. And the 11 Calabasas for Kim Waugh always goes well fresh, this horse. And again, 2 trials into this have been spot on. He's got a perfect soft gait, so he'll get the smother. 10, 5, 4, 12 and 11, Andrew, in the last. We're $24 for 10% at the moment, before any scratching.
All right, and of course, Paul will be on air on Saturday morning just after 10 o'clock going through every race and if there's any change with the quaddies. But $24 for 10%, and those thoughts on the quaddie certainly give you a kickstart into the weekend. Hey, Paul, thanks for joining us, mate.
Absolute pleasure as always, Andrew. Looking forward to Saturday.
Paul Joyce in our podcast preview for Royal Randwick on Saturday.